Good morning, church.
Good morning.
As you can see, I have some new apparatus, something very fancy, very professional, that they're hoping will bring up my volume for those of you who can't normally hear me. It's lovely to see you in this service. It's always wonderful to have a full church, and it's lovely to see so many of you. Today, we're looking at the theme of standing up for Jesus, or standing up for your faith, based on a song that was picked by the young people, actually. Stand up for Jesus. You'll be hearing that later on in the service. And this first song really reminds us that when my hope and strength is gone, when we can't do anything, we find our strength through Christ. It's that reminder that through Christ we can do anything. And so, of course, we must stand up for his word. A couple of notices before we get into the main body of our service. Children, please do feel free to come to the front over here. We've got some seats, we've got some colouring, and we're going to be doing some dancing, so it'd be lovely to see you. We've also got some water on the side. Where is it? Yep. So please do, and also in the kitchen, if you if you just need some refreshment during the service, it's quite a warm day, please do go and grab some. Other notices, we've got our holiday club coming at the end of August. 19th to the 23rd with a summer celebration on the Sunday. So please do bring your children to that. We have some forms to fill out just by the doors at the front. Please do grab one before you go. Also, we'd just like to say a big thank you from the youth for all your help with Stuff for Limitless. We've managed to get everything and we're ready to go next Saturday. So thank you very much for all of that. Please do keep us in your prayers. Anything else that you're interested in, worried about, we've got all of our diary on the back of our August sheet, which is full of great stuff, really. I'm really looking forward to reading through it. And also our weekly service sheet. Please do have a look at both of those. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you have brought us into your house to worship your name and to learn more about you. We're so grateful to be here on such a lovely day. Lord, open our hearts, open our minds, and show us where we need to step out to stand up for you more in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brilliant. We're going to sing two songs now. First song is Christ Be Magnified, which really is just doing what we're speaking about today, really just magnifying God, standing up for him and putting him in the front of every situation. Let's sing. Please stand or sit as you feel comfortable. Our next song is an action song, so please do join in if you're feeling cool enough. It starts with our na 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 na's. Quite a bit of jumping. Didn't expect it to be this warm, I can't lie. And we're going, every move I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. And the next person is leading. Every step I take in you. Let's see how we go. Oh, and then we've got the chorus. We go, waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be? And then back to our na 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 na. Let's give it a go. Ready, go. Thank you very much. Please take your seats. So, as I mentioned, today's focal point is stand up for Jesus, based on the hymn. And I was looking through it, really trying to garner some inspiration. And from it, verse 3 really stood out to me. Because it's a verse, it's focusing on verses that I don't always really think of. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. And we're going to read this together, but it's talking about the full armour of God. I don't always think about putting on the full armour of God when I go out. I remember in Sunday school, they always used to tell us, put it on before you go to school. And I've forgotten that, definitely, as I move on into adult life. I don't always put on the belt of truth or the helmet. But I do try to stand up for Jesus, and I think remembering all of these parts of it really will help us in that endeavor. So let's read this together. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Amen. We're going to stand again now and sing Stand Up for Jesus. Please do pay attention to the words of the song. They're really beautiful. And really just bolster me, I think. I might be listening to this more often, to really bolster me in my day-to-day.
Draw your banner.
Thank you very much. Please do take your seat. I am very excited today because I have been guaranteed a birthday. But does anyone else have a birthday today? Any of our young people, children or young people, come on down. Any other birthdays? No, that's okay. Any adult birthdays this week? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Blessing has a birthday. I don't ask numbers. I feel like sometimes people get offended. But it's wonderful to see. Any other adult birthdays? So, this is Zara. How old are you, Zara?
Six.
Wonderful. And did you want to pick a present from our church? Hello. And what's your name?
Etta.
And when's your birthday? June 25th. Wonderful. And how old are you now?
Eight.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Please do take a present from the church. Let's sing happy birthday to these two and to our adults as well. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. You can go back now. Thank you, guys. Wonderful. I'm now going to welcome Lisa up to lead us in our new action song. It's called Help Me Be Your Eyes, and I'll let her do the rest. Go for it. Absolutely. Okay, do you want to take a seat? Or do you want to...
Thank you. You're everything I ever wanted. So I've got you, Lord. Thank you. You're everything I ever needed. Wanted. Then thank you. Thank you. Yep, next slide. Then this is Help Me Be Your Eyes, Lord Jesus. Like that. Seeing where your love is needed. May I be a hands to help. And then there's jump in as well. So it's hey. So you can get your steps in nice and early. Is there another? Oh, yeah. Then jump. Do lots of jump in. Oh, this bit is give your love away. Then try not to sing it. Then love, yeah. Okay, we'll just go for it. Stand and join. Oh, it's air guitar as well. We'll do the air guitar. Yeah, and I'll go wrong, and then you can follow me.
Thank you. You're everything I ever want to have. You, Lord, thank you. You're everything I ever want to have. You, Lord Jesus, see where the love is needed. May I be your answer? Hey. Help me be your eyes, Lord Jesus. See where your love is needed. May I be your answer? Hey.
Air guitars, I forgot about this.
You're everything I ever wanted, I've got. You, Lord, thank you. You're everything I ever wanted, I've got.
to us just about that very same topic, how we can be God's eyes in the world. I'm going to welcome the children down. We have some colouring sheets, we have some activities, really focusing on how we can how we can share God's love, how we can share God's word. Please do come and fill some of those in. We'll be coming and looking at them in a little bit.
Anyone out of breath? Yeah. That's why I didn't risk it. I couldn't come up here sweating. Amen. Settling in nicely. Good morning, church. As you know, the theme is standing up for your faith. So we're going to start. Share a small word on that.
Ricky, what are you on about?
It's Barney, isn't it? Barney, come up here, let's have a chat, come on. This is Barney, children.
Okay, Ricky.
Barney, God wants to use you.
Use me?
Yes.
Are you sure he means me?
Yes, Barney, I've told you already.
How?
He wants you to help God's kingdom grow.
I don't know what you mean.
He wants you to tell people about Jesus so they can have their place in heaven too.
Is that where God's kingdom is then? In heaven?
Well, yes and no. God's kingdom is everywhere he rules.
So, do you mean that wherever God's people are, like in this church, that's where his kingdom is?
Exactly.
But I'm very... That's a big, big job, and I'm very, very small.
Calm down, Barney. It doesn't matter how small you are, God will still use you.
But, I don't know enough.
You know that God loves you, don't you?
Of course I do, because they taught me that in Sunday school.
And you know that sin spoils our friendship with God, don't you?
Yep. Pastor Nathan told me that the other week.
And you know that Jesus came to take our sin away, don't you?
Yes, I know that one.
And you know that by believing in Jesus and saying sorry for the wrong things that we've done, that God will forgive us, don't you?
Yes, I know that one as well.
Then Barney, you know enough.
But I'm very scared.
Barney, you've got to stop grabbing me like this. We're in church.
But where do I start?
Start by telling one person.
But what if they won't listen to me?
Barney, welcome to my world. My wife never listens to me. But don't worry about that. It's like planting a seed. All you've got to do is plant God's word into someone's heart, and God will help make it grow into something beautiful.
But just one person isn't going to make much difference to God's kingdom, is it?
But one will go and tell the other one, and then we'll have...
Two!
Yes. Then those two will tell another two, then we've got...
Four!
You're getting good at this, Barney. And those four will tell another four, and then we've got...
Seven!
Oh, Barney, your sums are dreadful. How many will we have?
Eight.
Exactly. And those eight will tell another eight, and then we'll have...
88!
Barney. Really? How many will we have? 16, that's right.
I dare still get it, though. If one person tells another person, God's kingdom will really grow quickly.
Yes, someone told me if everybody did this, within 4 years, the whole world would have heard about Jesus.
And all because little me starting it off.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it?
It sure is. Hey, Cougar, I need to tell you about Jesus.
Hey. So he's testing out our acting skills as well, you see. Now I've got to try and be serious. Amen. So we are talking about standing up for our faith, standing up for Christ. And we know this can be difficult sometimes for us all. But the first scripture I just want to read is from Romans 1, verse 16 to 17. And it says, and I like the Message version of it as well. It says, the news I'm most proud to proclaim, this extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts him, starting with the Jews, then right on to everyone else. God's way of putting people right shows up in acts of faith, confirming what Scripture has said all along. The person in right standing before God, trusting him, really lives. And in the NIV, as you know, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. But I liked it from the Message as well, so I just wanted to just quickly share it when it says, the news I'm most proud to proclaim is the news of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm proud of the youth of this church. I've been brought up in Christian homes. And you know what? Sometimes people come over to you and they say, oh, I wish I had a testimony like yours, you know, so I could share that with, you know, other people. What testimony do I have? Because I've been brought up in the Christian home. But you know what? I feel the testimony of youth and people growing up in Christian homes and standing on their faith and not giving up on their faith is far more powerful than the testimony that I've got, because it's so much harder. I've had time to have freedom. I've had time to see what the world can offer sometimes. But yet when you're brought up in a Christian home and you stand on your faith and you don't give up, despite, I find that more powerful. Because I always say to people, trust me, you do not want to walk the road I had to walk to get to where I got to today. You don't want to do that. But your testimonies of being brought up in Christian homes is so powerful, and you need to remember that. You know, a guy called Alice Cooper said, before he became a born-again Christian, you know, smashing up hotel rooms was easy, going to parties was easy, having loads of ladies running after him and all this sort of stuff was easy. He said, but being a Christian was the hardest thing he's ever had to do. So if someone's saying that, you know, for us, we're proud of our youth. We should never be ashamed of the gospel. It's the most amazing journey you could ever have. It's the most amazing gift you could ever receive. I remember receiving a gift from my dad, this Muddy Fox mountain bike. And I remember my eyes lit up and I was like, oh, I love this bike so much. This is the best bike in the world. And one day I went into the shops to buy some sweets and I came out and it was gone. Someone stole my bike. But I remember the feeling of having that bike. There's no feeling we can ever describe. It's indescribable when you know Jesus. There's no feeling to it. It's indescribable. And it's the best thing you can ever have. It's the best gift you could ever receive. So sometimes we're challenged about our faith and our beliefs. Sometimes people say, why do you believe? Why? How can you believe in a book that's thousands of years old and no longer has relevance in today's world? Or maybe they should step inside Sittingbourne Baptist Church this morning, shouldn't they, and see the relevance that is playing in all of our lives from so many different walks, so many different generations, yet the Word of God is still talking to every single one of us. So that's what they should be doing. Come and see the relevance it really is making in our lives. When questioned about these things, we do need to stand firm. We need to show our faith is not up for debate. Because we have experienced the power of our God. We've experienced the love of our God. And I remember a friend of mine was talking about this thing he really, really loved, and he went on this ride. I think it was a ride or something, and he was telling me about his experience of his ride. And he said, "It's the best ride I've ever been on." And I said, "That's amazing." But the trouble is, I said to him, "You see, this is my journey with God. It's the best journey I've ever been on, the best experience I've ever had." And he said, "You can't say that." I said, "Of course I can." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you just told me about the best experience on your ride that you've just been on. I went on the ride with you, but you're explaining to me, and I believe that that's the best experience of a ride you've ever had. So you're going to believe that this is the best experience I've ever had in believing in Christ, because that's what it is." He kind of went a bit quiet after that. God has transformed our lives, and it's nothing we should be embarrassed about. It's something we should be jumping up for joy about. It's something we should be shouting from the rooftops. You know, when people get good news, they say, "I'm going to shout it from the rooftops so everybody can hear." Well, that's what we're going to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to shout it from the rooftops so people can hear the good news. Sometimes I feel like our passion and our zeal has just gone. I remember when I first became a Christian, you couldn't stop me. I was on tubes, on trains, and I was telling people about Christ. I'd leave stuff on the, you know, on the chairs, and I would talk to people, and God say, "You need to talk to that man," just as we go through a long tunnel on a tube. And I'm like, "Really? I could die right now, because this guy could be nuts, you know? But I'm going to do it anyway, you know?" And it was just an amazing time. And then obviously, you know, my wife's not here today, so that's why I could get away with, you know, "Welcome to my world. My wife don't never listen to me." So none of you can actually tell her that line at all right? So, but you do, you get married, you have kids, and your life changes, your priorities do change. But there's always, always room to bring the gospel in to people that don't know Jesus. Always. So it's a bit like a football team. You know, how passionate we are. So when I say I love Arsenal, Arsenal was the best team in the world. You see? Yeah, you see? You know, only some of you agree with me on that one. Our minister was a Liverpool fan. But we wear the same colour. We like the same colour. But think of the investment that we put into our football teams. The money, the scarves, the football tops, the tickets to matches and everything else. The investment we put in, the passion and the zeal we've got for our team. Even when they don't even bring a trophy home. You know, not to point out, you know, that most Tottenham fans have been, you know, dusting their trophy cabinet for quite a long time. So, but they've still got the zeal, they've still got the passion, they've still got the belief that one day we will. You know, sometimes we need to be a bit more like that with Christ. You know, that passion, that zeal. You know, if Christ did not find me, I'd be 6 foot under. That's the reality. The passion, the zeal of this Jesus, of this King, this Saviour that came into the world and turned our lives around. The zeal, the passion. But instead, you know, you put us outside to evangelise. I've done it. You know, this big muscly guy might walk past, and then I'd rather speak to the lady with her shopping bag, just in case. You know, I don't fancy a right hook from that one. Although the lady could be even stronger and beat me up with her bag, I don't know. But I'm not going to take a risk. You know, sometimes we put ourselves in a situation where the fear and the passion gets pulled out of us a little bit because we're worried, or what will people think? What will people say? What's their response going to be? But yet, your youth leader, someone had to talk to me. You know, I was running around South London doing stupid things. But yet, what would have happened? No one spoke up. I said, "Ricky, you need to know about Jesus. I wouldn't be here today." You know, I've been in that situation where the more I spoke about Christ, the less friends I had all of a sudden. You know, that, you know, "Ricky's wild, follow him, follow, 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 follow. Ricky's become a Christian, unfollow, follow, follow, follow." You know, we don't want to hear all that Christian stuff, what's going on? But I just couldn't help myself, I had to speak. I had to stand up for what I believed in because I knew what Christ had done in my life. and there was no way I could sit on it. I probably had about 30 friends, good friends, as I would have thought, you know, before I became a Christian. And then I probably, out of all of that, I now see two or three. And the reality of that is that our friendship was based upon the things of the world. So when you base your relationship on the things of the world, when those things have gone and Christ is now the basis of your life, your relationship, they will drop off. It's not that they don't like you. It's not that they hate you. It's because the things in common have changed. And it's okay, because God will bring along everybody else that you need in your life to help you grow, to help you change, you know, to see what God can do in your life, to show you that you're worthy and God can use someone like us. Trust me, there's more people searching for God right now than ever before. Nathan gave us this email about how many people believe in Christ and all these people that didn't in different religions. You know, and he said, there's a harvest. Nathan's right, there's a harvest out there in Sittingbourne. There is. But did you ever hear this? I wish I had your faith. So many times people say, I wish I had your faith. And I'm like, you can have it. It's yours. It's free. You ain't even got to pay for it. It's free. It's yours. You know? But then they go, but it's just not for me. And you're like, you didn't really wish you had my faith then, really, did you? You know, I wish I had a grand. If someone gave me a grand, I'll take the £1,000. I'll be like, come on. And I'll be off. You know, do you get what I mean? You know, and then when people say, I wish I had your faith, well, I want to give you the faith. You've got it for free. You can have it. But it's not a bit of me. But there's so many people searching for God. Trust me, even some of these scary looking big people, whatever they look like, they are looking for an answer that they can't fulfill in their own strength. And we need to tell them about Christ. We should never be scared to share our testimonies, because they're obviously, it's a powerful, powerful testimony. In 1 Peter 4:16, it says, however, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear the name. We will never be ashamed of the gospel. This church will never be ashamed of the gospel. It's too powerful to be ashamed of. But you know, sometimes standing firm on your faith, in reality, also is not saying nothing. Sometimes you need the wisdom from God to say, is this going to be a fruitless argument? Or actually, is God doing something here? And we need the wisdom to know when that is. And I've had to do it many a times. Family members, friends, you can see this, like, people putting gloves on. I'm like, hold on a minute. I'm only telling you about Jesus and giving you, said you can have eternal life in heaven. You know, they're at the door, come on, let's have it. And you're like, hold on. You know, this is a great thing. But because, what did we read? The fight is not against flesh and blood. It's against powers and principalities in the heavenly realm. So when someone's like this, you need to understand where that's coming from. And it's not always the person, it's the spirit behind them. So sometimes, what again is the solution really? I just want to read Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Sometimes our own understanding, we cannot lean on it. We can't. We've got to put all our trust in God and trust Him with all of our heart. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. So I feel the solution is to keep our eyes on the Lord, on how much He loves and cares for us. Using wisdom to know when this is going to be an unfruitful discussion. It's not about who's going to win the point. You know, Christians against Christians. Who wants to win the point? Christians against other faith. We want to win the point. Trust me, the only way you're going to share and show the point of Christ is by loving people. Loving. Showing the love of Christ. Not a theological argument. Loving people. There is a time to speak up and stand up. But there also is a time to remain quiet. So the challenge is, be confident in whom we serve and who we belong to. We belong to the most powerful God who rules and reigns. You know, he knows us. He knows when one hair drops from our head, he's aware of it. How amazing. We know God cannot let us down. And when it's time to stand up for our faith, we will do this with the confidence and through the strength that the Lord gives us. Not in our own strength, but in God's strength. So we will be a church that will stand up. The harvest is ripe. And you know what? We're just going to love people into the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. There's Danny. Yeah.
We're now going to go on to communion. If I could ask the deacons up, please. And during this time, really, really reflect on what we've been speaking about, preparing to speak for Christ, standing up for Christ in every situation. If I could ask a deacon to pray, please, for the communion.
Pray. Dear Lord and Jesus, we just thank you as we come before this table this morning. We think of you and the sacrifice you made because you love us all so much. Lord, just fill us full of your love and your courage so that we will go out and talk to others, so that we won't be scared, so that we don't think this job's too big. That, Lord, that we can go out and make a difference for your kingdom. So, Lord, we just thank you for the sacrifice you made for us. And, Lord, we just thank you that you love and care for us so much that we should reciprocate and show you our love by talking to others about you. We ask for this all in your glorious name. Amen.
Amen.
The theme today is a powerful theme, a challenge from our young people to make a stand and to stand up for the Lord Jesus. And when you think about that theme, if you and I are going to make a stand for anything in this life, and especially for Jesus, there must be a foundation to stand on. Because you cannot stand without a foundation. And as we partake of this meal together this morning, we are reminded that you and I, as believers, we can only stand on the foundation, which is Christ Jesus. There is no other foundation. There is no other gospel. There is no other means of salvation other than through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our firm foundation. And as we stand on him and we partake of what represents his body and his blood, we're reminded that it's on Christ, the solid rock, that we stand. And all other ground is sinking sand. Amen?
Amen.
The Apostle Paul, in writing to the church at Corinth, he records these words to the church at Corinth: "For I have received of the Lord that which I also now deliver unto you, that the same night that our Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, gathered around the table with his disciples, his friends, he took bread, blessed it, and he broke it. And he said unto them, this is my body, which is broken for each of you. This do ye in remembrance of me." Amen. Well, church, as you are now served with what represents the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, please do eat as you receive it and be thankful in your hearts. Amen. For as oft as we eat of the bread and we drink from this cup, we do show forth and proclaim the Lord's death until that great promise that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will make his return for us. Amen. As you are now served what represents the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for our sins, please do retain your cups until we've all been served, and then we'll drink together as a sign of our unity that comes through the blood of Jesus. Amen. The solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but only in Jesus' name. One more time. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. As we prepare to partake together what represents the blood of Jesus Christ, I'd like us to be not just mindful and prayerful for us as we reflect individually, gratitude in our hearts for our salvation, but I'd like us also to be mindful for those in our body who are struggling at this time. I'd like us to be prayerful for Labour and De Lacey, two of our members. Labour, who was with us last week, I vividly remember him. It was a warm day and he was just pulling, trying to get the window open upstairs, and just took a real turn this week and is in a very serious condition at this moment. Let's be in prayer for him and also for his family. And also for Julie as well. Let's pray for Julie, who would always be here and preparing communion and just always making sure everything's okay. We're going to pray for Julie as well as we partake, that the blood of Jesus Christ, it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows even to the lowest valley. That as we partake together here, the same blood of Jesus is able to reach those who need him, who are not even with us today. Amen? Amen. So let us drink together now what represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son who went to Calvary on our behalf and died on the cross for our sins. His suffering, everything that he endured because of love, unconditional love for us, we are grateful. And as Jesus looked down from that cross, and all those that he saw that were assembled below, we're mindful that Jesus did not just see those who were down below at the foot of the cross, but he looked ahead of time and he saw even us. He saw generations and generations to come who would need this sacrifice, who would need the forgiveness of sins. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus continues even today to save and draw many into a loving relationship with God. And we thank you for all that Jesus means and all that his sacrifice means to us as a church and to the entire world. And Father, we do pray for our body here at Sittingbourne Baptist Church. We pray for those, Lord, who are sick in body at this time. We ask, Lord, that you would just wrap your healing hands. And we pray, Lord, that you would just minister to every situation now. We do pray for Labour. We thank you that he loves you and he's lived his life to honor you and to walk with Jesus. And we pray now that you would just touch his body. And we pray for his family, for De Lacey, for the entire family, that you would just strengthen them at this very difficult time. We pray also for Julie. We thank you, Lord, for her commitment and dedication to you. And we pray right now that, again, your healing hands, your healing virtue would just flow through her body now, that she would know that the prayers of the church are behind her as we commit her into your hands. And for all those, Lord, others who I haven't mentioned, Lord, who need a touch from you, we pray that the blood of Jesus would reach everyone now who needs a touch from you. We thank you that there is power in the name of Jesus, that there is deliverance in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're continuing to save, heal, and deliver even today. So we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Danny.
Just a quick look at what some of the children have been doing down here. We have a little armor of God man where they can label all of the parts of the armor of God. There are a couple of copies left, I think, down here and a couple upstairs if you would like to grab one. Thank you, Michaela, for letting me show yours. And then we have a picture of who would you share God's news with. So they've been able to fill in who they would share God's news with. Let them keep that. And also we've got a word search, a few copies of these as well. So please do come down and grab one if you would like. Let's stand and sing our final song, really encapsulating everything that we've been talking about today, both communion and lifting God's name on high. It is that song, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Please stand and sing with us. Joining us for this all-age service. It was wonderful to see you. In the lounge for teas and coffee. And don't forget to pick up your holiday club forms from the door if you would like to. We have Tuesdays to Fridays for the youth and the whole week for all the children. So please do join in. Thank you.